Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, fans in a pro. My co-host, Deuce McAllister. Deuce is out on the West Coast. I'm in studio, and one of my favorite guests, because I love to listen to Deuce, and Roman Harper. Roman Harper, who played for the Saints, of course, 11 seasons, part of the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. He was on the Super Bowl team, now, of course, an SEC analyst. How are you, Roman?
I'm doing well. How about you guys? How are you guys?
We are well. I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to toss it, let you and Deuce talk. I guess my question would be, from a college situation, as we get down to the nitty-gritty now, we're in the quarterfinals, and you look at that Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame and Georgia. Kind of take me through that game.
Well, I'm kind of breaking down Notre Dame right now. But initially, Notre Dame's defense is better than probably what most people give them credit for. And, you know, Georgia coming in with the backup quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, I know he's had some time to get adjusted with the number one guys and stuff. So we'll have to see how that outfit looks. But this is a game that I could still imagine or see Georgia winning this game purely off their defensive line, just being as stout as they are, really making it very hard for Notre Dame and Riley Leonard in that offense to kind of get started. But the offense will have to make plays for Georgia. You're going to have to go out and win this game. This Notre Dame team has won a lot of ball games. Coach Marcus Freeman is a good coach, very defensive-minded, and they play really, really stout defense, especially their secondary. They probably have three NFL guys in that secondary, which I normally don't give Notre Dame defensive backs a lot of credit, but I have to do that when I watch this tape. So it's going to be a tough matchup for Georgia, but you know, I'm leaning Georgia right now just because of the experience, Georgia being in that moment. And then also, you know, Georgia's a physical team. And the thing that I see so often in these bowl games, these big playoff games that I saw last week is, you know, so often as coaches get all this idle time, they sit there and next thing you know, they start recreating the wheel. They start doing things that next thing you know that they normally don't do or they haven't been all year long. Georgia doesn't do that. Georgia knows exactly who they are. And Georgia's going to go out there and make you play to their terms.
But hold on a sec, Deuce. All right, so I'm going to step aside. But I just wanted you to know, Roman, today's a big day. I've waited almost 2 hours. I'm going to pay for it dearly on Sunday. But I'm going to toss it to the birthday boy who has the next question for you, Deuce McAllister.
Happy birthday. I knew you were a Sagittarius. I knew I loved you for a reason. I'm a Sagittarius.
You're a Sagittarius. I'm a Capricorn. You're a Sagittarius.
Oh, you already crossed over. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a crossover. I'm a crossover. I think it's you and Pierre, and I think Mark may be a Sagittarius.
Yeah, Mark is. Mark is too.
Yeah, and so it's you, Mark, and Pierre are the Sagittarius. Y'all the outcast, but you know I still love you anyway. But I appreciate the birthday wishes from both of you as well. So my question is: you talked about the matchup in the Sugar Bowl. what's a team out there, you know, and I want you to make me like them. What's a team out there outside of those two? You've got to make me like them. Because, I mean, I have one team surprised me this past, I guess, in their earlier game, and obviously that's not one of the top four. But what's a team out there, and I want you to make me like them?
For me right now, it's probably Oregon. Right now, Ohio State, I feel like everybody's going to fall in love with because we saw them play literally their best game that they've played all year long last week. And home field advantage, I think, mattered in that first round of the playoffs way more than we first initially anticipated. Tennessee was not ready for what Ohio State did. Ohio State hit some big shots early, and their zone defense was terrible. They had so many guys running wide open all day. Tennessee's one of those teams that I thought overcoached. Like, got away from it and just started to, like, hey, we're gonna get them with this one. And the only people you got were yourselves. Oregon's a team that is built, constructed to win. They also have the most, the most consistent quarterback in this playoff left. That is left right now. I think Oregon has the best quarterback situation out of all of the teams. And so if it comes down to that, you trust him more. He's just, I mean, 6 years quarterback. So he's been playing a while, and he's won at all different levels, for different teams, three different programs. And so you trust that factor of it. And then also you also trust that, like, Oregon and that staff and Phil Knight have been able to construct a bona fide roster in the NIL era, and they are built to win. They haven't lost a game all year long. They have been somewhat battle-tested. They did not look good early, but they've looked great down the stretch. They put up 38, 40-something points versus a really good Penn State defense. And so I'm seeing these things. I'm liking Oregon. I don't love the path that they have to face Ohio State, a team that they've already played. Then next, you know, they might have to play Texas. So, you know, I don't love the path, but as a team, I say that you should probably get behind. I'd say Oregon.
I can respect that. And Ohio State was the other team that, like you said, I mean, I thought that they really just was like, wait, who is this? You know, how did you end up in this game if you played like this the complete year? And so talent in the question.
Because they hadn't, Deuce. It's because they hadn't played like that all year long. And it's because every team that has beaten Ohio State, they beat them up front between the guard, center, guard. I thought Tennessee would have a better time doing that. But Tennessee got down early. Then Nico Iamaleava is just not in position right now as a young freshman quarterback to go out and just win you a game like that. You know, the game had to go a completely different way for Tennessee to be on the road and win that game. It did not. The horseshoe overwhelmed them. And then next, you know, Tennessee's defense just was not good and locked in. And then you see a blowout, and now everybody's picking Ohio State. I would take Oregon for all you listeners out there. Take Oregon.
Are you giving financial advice?
No, I'm not. I'm giving picks. I'm giving picks here. I didn't say to put nothing on it. I just said, for all those out there, I would take Oregon. That's all I'm saying.
Because I was about to give your information to all those folks that when they call in mad that Roman Harper told me, this is who he told me to take, and I put the rent up on just because Harp told me to take him. I put the rent up, and it didn't happen like that. So I was just trying to make sure. Yeah. So I'm glad you clarified that.
No doubt. I would also tell you, don't put nothing up there you ain't willing to lose either. I would also tell you that, too.
So that is financial advice right there.
That part is financial advice. That part.
I love it. Harp, I got to ask you about the NFL and kind of where we are, things winding down, not just the Saints, but just overall. You know, you see what the Chiefs did, I think, what, in three games, 11 days, something ridiculous, and you see what Lamar was able to pull off. You know, is that the matchup? Or do all things still go through Buffalo on the AFC side?
You know, man, I just feel like home field advantage for Buffalo is huge. But Kansas City's not afraid to go anywhere. Kansas City's so battle-tested. I mean, they win every game by 7 points or less. Patrick Mahomes is still running around, high ankle sprain, torn, you name it. He's still just doing what he does. with a more and more veteran-led team that's better offensively this year than they were last year when they won a Super Bowl. And then you look at Lamar Jackson, who everybody's going to look at the numbers and say he deserves to win the MVP, but they're going to try and say, oh, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. So they're going to tell you a reason why that he shouldn't win the MVP, even though he's been flat-out balling. Shout out to Derrick Henry as well, Roll Tide. And Josh Allen is playing great. His numbers are down as far as statistically, but his team's playing better. And so he's been a complete benefit of a better team effort this year, and he's also found ways to stay alive with his legs. So it's going to be great, that AFC matchup. Really, really looking forward to that, like who actually gets there. I got the Chiefs in Baltimore in that game. I just think Baltimore needs to continue to build upon what they've been doing. Lamar Jackson continues to get better and exceed all expectations. On the NFC side, I got Philly, bro. I just like what Saquon's been able to do. In a league that has kind of gone away from the running back, man, you look at Philly, and he has been the difference in their team, period. And you can say that all across the league in the NFL this year, where we always want to talk about the quarterbacks. We always want to talk about the pass game and what it is and what it isn't. Well, you know what? The teams that are playing better are the ones all with great running backs. Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay completely changed everything for those guys. Sam Darnold, I know he's not running back, but, you know, he's playing well up there in Minnesota. But I like what Green Bay is going to be able to do because of Love in the playoffs. I trust him as well. So it's just really, really cool watching that part of it. And Saquon being on my fantasy team this year really gave me a chance. And I did pretty well.
There's that financial advice again. You don't learn.
I'm just saying it helped. It helped. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, Do we need to talk about the Saints? Because that was a butt kicking up versus Green Bay last week. I knew that they would lose, but I didn't think they'd get drummed like that. And then my son was watching it with me, Deuce, and he was just like, Dad, literally something always bad happens to the Saints. And I'm like, man, this is what it's like growing up as a Saints fan right now. It's like literally something always happens, you know? We get a positive, the kid fumbles the ball out of bounds, the clock runs, we don't know the clock's running. It's like just nonstop pain. And so they got to deal with it right now. Get your face kicked in a little bit. You'll be better for it next year. So hopefully you get a good draft pick and let's try and go win some games.
It has been pain. Pain all over. I'll put it that way.
That's been pain. I would also say this, Deuce, not trying to kick you while you're down. Quinshon Judkins, if he stays at Ole Miss, Ole Miss is in the playoffs. Dude still run the ball extremely hard for Ohio State. Just want to throw
hang up on Hart. Just hang up on
it. I'm not in control, man. We're in all different spots.
Yeah, hang up on Hart. We starting to lose you, brother. Your phone breaking up. Tell your mom and dad. Tell your mom and dad. I hope you can still hear me. Tell your mom and dad. Happy anniversary. But your phone breaking up. Your phone. Get out of Charlotte.
My Lord. All right, Roman. That's what I said. That's why I love it. I love to have you guys on. And the birthday boy. And I waited an hour and a half for you to come on just to wish him happy birthday. So,
man, that is so awesome. Thank you for allowing me to do that, man. Deuce knows he's been my guy since my rookie year in training camp where, you know, I don't know how, you know, bump it. It's okay. I mean, it was the first time I had moonshine with the adult.
That's so okay. The statute of limitations is up on a lot of this stuff, man.
It was awesome. You know, right there in Jackson, man, it was awesome. So,
the moonshine college, was awesome.
Get him off the phone.
Yes, it was. I mean, we had a couple hours off, man. It was great. You got to relax. I was like, man, I'm having some moonshine with Deuce McAllister. This is awesome. So, yes.
All right. Well, there we go. I don't know. Roman, I hope you had a good Christmas. Happy holidays and happy new year. Hope to see you in New Orleans soon and just continued success with the SEC Network.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll be down there for the Sugar Bowl, so I'll see you guys soon.
Very good.
Appreciate it, Hart.